It's Thursday, November 1st. Hi, I'm Kelly Burley. Time for another edition of Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And Burns, have you returned to Earth following that football homecoming game Saturday night?
Well, it wasn't just the game. It was the whole week, Kelly. Ends in my, I think, 11th homecoming in this job, maybe 10th. But anyway, this one, from the weather to the quality of the house decorations to the size of the parade, I was stunned at the number of people that came to the parade on Saturday morning. And then, as you say, the game on Saturday night was one for the ages. It was just terrific. Coach Gundy had that bye week, and boy, did he and his staff use it, and the team came out and just played great against a really, really good team.
Let's turn to rural health in Oklahoma. Burns, a big issue for our state and a major announcement between OSU and the Cherokee Nation.
Sure is. Very exciting news. OSU is teaming with the Cherokee Nation to establish the first tribally affiliated medical school in all of America. You know, there's just a terrible shortage of physicians, especially primary care physicians around our state, and this is a big step forward. The new OSU College of Osteopathic Medicine at the Cherokee Nation will be located, in, appropriately, in Tahlequah. The college will be an extension of our College of Osteopathic Medicine in Tulsa. This new medical school will be focused on educating primary care physicians, who I say we need badly, who have an interest in providing care to native and rural populations in our state. We expect to open this facility with the inaugural class of 50 students in the fall of 2020. The college will ultimately handle up to 200 students when fully operational. It will be located in Tahlequah's W.W. Hastings Hospital. All 4 years of medical education will be delivered at this Tahlequah site. We really owe a huge thanks to Chief Bill John Baker, the principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, and his leadership team for making this happen. The Cherokee Nation shares our vision of populating rural and tribal areas of our state with OSU-trained primary care physicians.
And finally, Burns, a very special music guest will be performing tonight at OSU.
Well, that's right. Carter Bray, the principal cellist with the New York Philharmonic, will join the OSU Symphony Orchestra for a performance tonight at the Saratine Center. He will also lead a master class for OSU cello students tomorrow. We're pleased to welcome a musician of his caliber to campus. This performance is really another part of the series of events that will lead up to the opening of the McKnight Center for the Performing Arts a year from now. The McKnight Center and the Greenwood School of Music will give OSU world-class performance and instructional space, transforming the arts on our campus and beyond. The McKnight Center's inaugural season will begin with a week-long residency by the New York Philharmonic in October 2019.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.